Leaders from around the globe have been offering their condolences today for Shimon Peres. They describe him as a giant, a statesman, and a man of peace. But as the world's Matthew Bell reports, the Palestinian view is different.
The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, put out a statement that called Shimon Peres a partner for peace. Abbas said Peres worked with the late Palestinian president Yasser Arafat to reach a long-lasting peace until the last breath. But that's not the first thing that comes to mind if you ask most Palestinians about the late Israeli leader.
He is the founder of the Israeli settlement enterprise.
That's Sam Bahur, a Palestinian-American businessman in Ramallah in the West Bank. He left Youngstown, Ohio, where he grew up, in the early 1990s, when lots of people believed that peace was possible for Palestinians and Israelis.
I actually went to Tel Aviv University in Israel and got an MBA. Peres was there when I got the MBA and, you know, shook my hand after the graduation ceremony.
Bahur says there was a buzz in the air created by the Oslo Agreement that Peres helped bring about with Israel's Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. But then, one night in early November 1995, a Jewish extremist murdered Rabin.
He and Peres were at the same event, and that was the end of what I believe the buzz. And from that point on, it's been a downhill spiral ever since.
Now, Bahur says he will always remember Shimon Peres as someone who created the Israeli military, developed Israel's nuclear weapons program, and expanded Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. When it came to peace, Bahur says Peres could certainly talk the talk.
He has become a professional fig leaf for the Israeli society. He would cover up the war crimes that were going on and continue to go on by putting on this international talk about the need for peace and the desire for peace. But he did not enact policy on the ground. He did not restrain the military when he could. Just the opposite. What he did is more important than what he said.
One Palestinian official I spoke with this morning would not talk on tape, but expressed something similar. This official said the death of Shimon Peres comes long after the death of the peace process, and that Peres was responsible for beautifying what is really a very ugly reality for Palestinians. A spokesman with the Islamic militant group Hamas that rules over the Gaza Strip was willing to go on the record. Sami Abu Zuhri told the BBC that Peres was the last of his generation, one of the co-founders of the Israeli occupation, and that his death marks the beginning of a new era of weakness and retreat for the Zionist entity. Abu Zuhri said Palestinians are happy that this, quote, criminal is gone because he has blood on his hands. That's something people on the street in Ramallah today were quick to mention as well. This man, Halim Jaber, told Reuters that Shimon Peres might be seen as a moderate leader, but he killed many Palestinians. And that is something businessman Sam Bahur says will always be part of the legacy of Peres.
I mean, no one likes to see anyone pass away. I mean, regardless of the politics, regardless of what we think of a person. However, we have to understand that this is a 50-year military occupation.
For Israelis, Peres was a statesman like no other. But for Palestinians, that might just add to their skepticism. If a political giant like Peres could not bring an end to the conflict, it's hard to see who can. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.